discovered that part of what we call taste may actually be down to the bacteria that live in our mouths. Now, this stems from a conundrum that's been revolving around the drink Sauvignon, so in other words, the grape Sauvignon that's used to make wines like Sauvignon Blanc, for a little while. There was a French enologist, a wine expert, called Émile Pénaud, who published a book in the 1990s in which he drew attention to the fact that you get this burst of fruity flavour from a sip of Sauvignon after it's slipped down your throat. So in other words, even after you've swallowed the wine, about 30 seconds later, you then get this so-called retro aroma. You get this second taste. And no one actually knew exactly where it was coming from. But now scientists, including Christian Starkenmann, who's a researcher at Firmenich in Switzerland, that's a flavour company. They've published a paper this week in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, if you want to look it up. What they've actually shown is why this happens. And it turns out that it's all down to the bacteria in your mouth metabolising things that are in the wine. Now, in the wine, there are flavour compounds which are odourless. So if you just sniff them, you can't tell that they're there. And they're based on sulphur. They're things called cysteine S conjugates. So they don't volatilise, they don't evaporate in your mouth and go into your nose. So you can't smell them. But if you take saliva from volunteers, as these guys did, take the saliva and break it into two halves. Half the sample you pasteurise, so you heat it to 60 degrees to get rid of any bacteria that are in it. The other half you keep pristine. If you then add the sulphur compounds to the two specimens and then ask people to sniff them, you find that only in the saliva sample that has not been pasteurised does the effect, the ability to produce this nice smell, continue. In the pasteurised saliva, it completely goes away. And this told the researchers there must be something alive, something microbial perhaps, in the saliva, which is having this effect. So they cultured bacteria from the saliva, and they grew one kind of bacteria, an anaerobe, in other words, a bacterium that hates oxygen, called Fusobacterium nucleatum. And when they added this bacterium to some mineral water with some of these other sulphur compounds, they were able to recreate the effect of the Sauvignon Blanc swishing around your mouth. So this shows that probably when you take a bite of certain fruits, when you drink glasses of wine like this, or certain other compounds like bell peppers make a very nice, similar, flavorous burst in your mouth, when you eat these foods, probably what happens is that some of these odourless sulphur compounds get broken down by bacteria in your mouth. That takes a little while, so then you get this burst of flavour after you've swallowed, and that's where it comes from. It's all down to the bugs that you've got in your mouth.
Do we all have the same bugs? Because I imagine that maybe some of us have different types of bugs in our mouth. I know some people are more prone to certain sort of conditions like gum disease, I think maybe are linked to that sort of thing. So are there people who have more of a fruit burst in their mouth than others, do you think, perhaps?
It could account for the fact that there are different tastes and flavours amongst different people, and also preferences for certain foods tend to run in families, and you acquire the bacteria that you have in and on your body from your parents because of kissing and the way you're born, and also breastfeeding and things. So it could be that, in fact, tastes are down to the bugs that you have in your mouth. To a certain extent, that's given to you from your parents, and this affects how you experience different foods. And also, because those profiles do change slightly, it could account for the fact that different people like different things.
Well, there you go. Now, while the world headlines are still